Yeah, the deep water fish is quite phenomenal. Actually, we haven't seen catching like this in my opinion, 5 or 6 years. And the sheer amounts of fish that guys are catching is quite amazing. So yeah, there has been some concern about the fishery and the sustainability, but with these sort of catches, it is good to see. It also affects the price as there's more fish being caught than the market can handle at the moment. But besides that, it's quite good volume, so that's very good.
Now, when you say deep water fish, what part of Tasmania are talking about? Off the southwest coast, or where are they coming from?
Yeah, that's correct. Down off the southwest coast, all the way up, sort of below Strawn there, off Low Rocky, all the way along there in the 30 to 40 fathom water, and deeper. That's where the fish have really been running, and guys have been catching as much as a two ton of fish in 3 or 4 days. So yeah, really, really outstanding sort of volumes. But as I said before, that's can be detrimental to the industry, as it's just too many fish at the moment for what the market can handle.
Because they're not quite so red, and the consumers, particularly in China, like the really deep red lobster?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. The most sought after lobster, in the world actually is the Southern Rock, which is ours, but they really do like that red colour, and it's not even just the colour is a huge draw card, but it's also the quality of the red fish. They're a lot stronger, and having travelled, say, 40 hours to China and yet they're alive, the inshore red fish are a premium for quality and for their sheer colour.
Will those fish that are further offshore, do they move inshore at any point, or they just help the total population?
As far as we know, they don't typically move inshore. They probably do from time to time, but having that run of deep water fish, it has to help the inshore population because it's targeted for the Chinese market. So to have them running like this and have fishermen being able to go out there and catch them quickly, and the quicker they catch them, the more cost effective it is. So it does give the inshore redfish a bit of a rest, and so that has to bode well for the industry. It's just about getting the balance right, so we're not flooding the market too much, which is probably the problem at the moment. Even though the catches are very good, it can be too many fish at any one time.
So what has happened to the price then?
On the beach price to the fishermen, we did see some peaks a good couple of weeks ago, just at the start of the season, because no one knew how much Tasmanian stock would be caught. The market in China was quite good. So yeah, the fishermen did get it as high as $80 beach price on the whitefish, which is quite remarkable for this time of year, and then as high as $90 on the reds, which is a very, very good price. Now the price has come back again to $80 on redfish and $70 on the whitefish, which is still quite a good price, but with the ever rising cost of quota and running costs for a boat, that's sort of the limit as low as the fishermen can sort of handle it.
And that's the feedback that you're getting from the fishermen?
Yeah, pretty well. There is some guys obviously out there that they can run cheaper and cost effective, so they can run on a smaller margin, or the guys that own 100% of their quota, they can obviously fish for less. But the guys that have to lease their quota and pay $40, $45 for lease quota and then catch for $70, there's a minimal margin in there after you take out running costs now. So it is a bit of a tough call at the moment, because guys want to catch fish while the fishing is good, but then again, you're using a lot of quota to not make a lot of margin. So that's one of the downsides of how well the fish are being caught at the moment.